light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil is a richly atmospheric blend of true crime, travel writing, and social chronicle set in the beguiling city of Savannah, Georgia. John Berendt, a journalist with a keen eye for eccentric detail, immerses readers in a world where moss-draped oaks, antebellum mansions, and old Southern codes of honor collide with modern ambition, secrets, and scandal. At the center of the narrative lies a sensational murder trial, but the book is no mere courtroom drama. It is also a portrait of a city that feels frozen in time, yet quietly seething with hidden tensions, rivalries, and desires. Through portraits of unforgettable characters and careful reconstruction of real events, Berendt creates a narrative that reads like a novel while remaining grounded in fact, capturing the strange beauty and moral ambiguity hinted at by the book's haunting title. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Savannah as a living, breathing character. One of the book's most compelling achievements is how Savannah itself becomes the true protagonist. Berendt does not simply use the city as a backdrop. He treats it as a living organism with its own temperament, secrets, and rhythms. He reveals manicured squares, shadowy cemeteries, and grand yet decaying mansions, all of which express the city's obsession with appearances and tradition. Beneath the postcard-perfect facades, however, lies a culture of gossip, social hierarchies, and unspoken rules that govern who belongs and who does not. Berendt's detailed observation of local customs, social clubs, and long-standing feuds reveals a community still haunted by its past and resistant to change. By the time readers finish the book, Savannah feels intimately familiar, not just as a place on a map, but as an intricate social ecosystem where beauty and menace coexist in uneasy harmony. Secondly, the murder of Danny Hansford and the trials of Jim Williams. At the narrative's core is the killing of Danny Hansford, a volatile young man, by Jim Williams, a wealthy antiques dealer and prominent figure in Savannah society. Berendt reconstructs the shooting and the subsequent legal saga with the suspense of a crime thriller. Williams claims self-defense, but the case is far from straightforward, and the ensuing series of trials exposes the powerful interplay of class, reputation, and prejudice in a small, tightly knit city. Berendt explores conflicting testimonies, shifting courtroom strategies, and the subtle influence of social status on legal outcomes. Readers witness how Williams's charm, wealth, and connections shape public perception, even as doubt lingers over what truly happened that night. The murder case provides a narrative spine that keeps tension high, but it also serves as a lens through which the broader moral ambiguities of Savannah are laid bare, blurring distinctions between victim and perpetrator, truth and performance. Thirdly, a gallery of eccentric and unforgettable characters, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, is famous for its cast of vivid, often eccentric personalities who appear almost too strange to be real, yet are drawn from life. There is the voodoo priestess Minerva, who conducts midnight rituals in the cemetery and claims to influence the trial's outcome. There is the drag performer, the Lady Chablis, sharp-tongued, fearless, and unapologetically herself in a conservative southern town. There are the members of Savannah's old guard social clubs, street hustlers, inventors, and dreamers who populate Berendt's pages. Each character illuminates a different facet of the city's culture, from entrenched aristocracy to marginalized communities living at the edges of respectability. Berendt's sympathetic, often humorous portrayals invite readers to see these people not as caricatures, but as complex individuals navigating their own desires, vulnerabilities, and schemes. Their stories provide color and depth, transforming a true crime narrative into a rich human tapestry. Fourthly, themes of appearance, reputation, and moral ambiguity. The title, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, captures the book's central preoccupation with blurred moral boundaries. Berendt repeatedly shows how appearances and reputation can mask deeper truths. In Savannah, where lineage and social standing matter enormously, maintaining a flawless public image is an art form. Jim Williams embodies this tension. A cultivated, successful man whose elegant home and art collection project refinement, even as his private life and the circumstances of Danny Hansford's death raise unsettling questions. Similarly, the city's genteel aesthetic hides long histories of racial inequality, class privilege, and lingering prejudice. The narrative encourages readers to reflect on how good and evil rarely exist in pure forms. Instead, they twist together in complex human ways. Every charming anecdote holds a hint of darkness, and every scandal reveals some unexpected innocence, suggesting that moral judgment in such a world is always precarious and incomplete. Lastly, fact, storytelling, and the line between journalism and novel, Berendt's technique blurs the boundaries between nonfiction reportage and novelistic storytelling, raising questions about how we construct and consume truth. Although based on real events and real people, the book is structured with the pacing, character development, and atmospheric detail of a work of fiction. Berendt openly acknowledges that he arrived in Savannah before the murder occurred, but shaped the narrative to heighten drama and coherence. This approach invites readers to consider how selection, emphasis, and perspective inevitably shape any true story. Are we reading strict journalism, creative nonfiction, or something in between? The book suggests that understanding reality often requires narrative shape, yet that same shaping can subtly distort. By immersing us in conversations, inner worlds, and reconstructed scenes, Berendt demonstrates the power of storytelling to reveal deeper emotional truths, even as it complicates notions of objective fact and reminds us to read with awareness of the storyteller's hand. In conclusion, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil is ideal for readers who enjoy true crime with literary depth, lovers of Southern Gothic atmosphere, and anyone fascinated by how real communities protect their secrets. It will especially appeal to those interested in place-based writing, where the setting is as compelling as the plot. The book can benefit your life by sharpening your awareness of how environment, history, and unspoken social rules shape human behavior. It encourages you to question first impressions, recognize the complexities behind public personas, and appreciate the gray areas between innocence and guilt. You should choose this book over many conventional crime narratives because it offers more than a whodunit. It provides a layered portrait of a unique city, a study in character, and a meditation on morality and storytelling. Its blend of journalism, narrative flair, and unforgettable personalities makes it a singular reading experience that lingers long after the final page. If you would like to support John Berendt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.